everybody. Cindy Swanson with you again for my Notes in the Key of Life podcast. And once again, I'm doing a meme, which is a blog thing called The Random Dozen. It's hosted by Linda of Second Cup of Coffee. And they're just a random dozen of questions, like it says it is. And I'm going to just answer those audio style today. So here we go. Question number one is, if you had a theme song that played whenever you walked into a room full of people, what would it be? This kind of reminds me of how in baseball, I don't know if they necessarily do this in the major leagues, but here in Rockford, when the Riverhawks play, when a batter goes up to bat, a certain song plays. I guess they pick those out themselves. I don't know. But I thought about it, and it would have to be something giving glory to God, because He has really done everything for me and is everything to me. So I think it would have to be maybe something like the song God's Been Good by Legacy 5. I wanted to play a little snippet of it on the podcast, but I'm still not sure how to do that. So if you want to hear the song, simply go to YouTube and do a search for Legacy 5, God's Been Good. It's a great song. And if you're a Christian, you're going to probably have a hard time getting through it without being really touched. So yeah, if I go into a room, if I could, you know, just somehow give glory to God in my life, that would be awesome. Number two, which of your shoes are your absolute favorite, and which are the object of your most painful shoe buyer's remorse? Well, actually, I don't have one single favorite pair of shoes. I have a few that I really, really loved. I found this brand of shoe called Soft, S-O-F-T-T. And I probably wouldn't be able to buy any of those shoes full price, because I think they retail for, you know, around 80 bucks or so. But I've been able to get a few pairs at like TJ Maxx and Marshall's marked way down on clearance, and I love them. They are so comfortable. I have a black pair that I call my airport shoes, because they're the kind of shoes that are high enough to be stylish with kind of a wedge heel, but just right for having to schlep through an airport. So they're very comfortable. Those Soft shoes are my favorites. As for buyer's remorse, I can't really say I'm terribly remorseful about this, because it's ending up to be okay. I got a couple of pairs of shoes at separate occasions that were very high heeled. Normally I would wear like a kitten heel or a little higher than that, but these shoes were the kind that you, I don't know, see fashion models and movie stars wear. And I thought they were on great deals. Like one pair was a pair of Spectator shoes that I got for $10, I think, at Marshall's or TJ Maxx. And yeah, I always get Marshall's and TJ Maxx mixed up because they're so much alike. But anyway, those shoes, the first time I wore them, it was torture. It was killer. It was at a wedding. I got compliments on the shoes, but I tried to be sitting down most of the time, because if I was walking or standing at all, they were horrible. And I just was thinking, how did these young girls do this? But they were so cute. Well, I actually, somebody told me, hey, just wear them again and they'll be better next time. And it's true. I've worn them a few times since then, and each time it was a little better than the time before. I just started getting used to walking with high heels on. I'm still not going to do it all the time because it's painful, but at least I got my money's worth or more out of those shoes, because I was able to go ahead and wear them. But I don't think I was meant to be a stiletto kind of girl, at least not at this phase of my life. All right, number three, tell about your favorite birthday celebration that you personally experienced. Well, you know, I haven't really had that many birthday celebrations, because my birthday falls in December. It's December 10th. And there are so many things going on during the month of December that sometimes my birthday gets a little lost in the shuffle. Usually my husband does try to take me out to dinner or something nice like that. Now, I will say my 50th birthday was really nice, because some friends did get together and throw me a little party. And I got some really neat things for that birthday, kind of alleviating the pain of turning 50. I don't think I've ever had a surprise birthday party. It's not the right time of year to celebrate my birthday. So Not feeling sorry for myself. Oh no, I'm not bitter at all. If you were a flavor of ice cream, what would you be? Now, my favorite ice cream is Moose Tracks, which I wouldn't want to be that, actually. Moose Tracks is a delicious kind of ice cream. If you've never had it, you must. But I think I would probably be like a sherbet with pink, or is it sherbet? Sherbet, with pink in it, and maybe lavender. You know, I think of myself as being more kind of, I don't know, like that. Now, this is actually my question. What Linda did this time, she asked for her own birthday. Her present from us was to submit questions that she could use for the Random Dozen. So I had this question. I had just done my post on Steve McQueen, who actually I never crushed on because I didn't pay that much attention to him when he was a star. My post on my blog was about the fact that he ended up his life being a Christian, which was really cool. But my question was, have you ever had a crush on a movie star? Who was it? And are you still crushing? I don't want to make this sound really bad. It's not like, you know, I'm in love with these people or anything, because I've got an awesome husband who I'm in love with and who is fantastic. But I kind of have had some movie star crushes just because I was so impressed by the way these people acted in movies. And Russell Crowe, for a while, was a huge movie crush of mine. Not so much anymore. I haven't seen him in anything really lately, and he hasn't aged that well. But I tell you, when he was in Gladiator, I mean, and he's not technically handsome, but there's just something very, very attractive about him, especially in that movie and a few others. And he was just very, very cool. He still does have this marvelous voice with the Australian accent that I just love. Right now, I don't think I have a movie star crush. So that's my answer to my question. Number 6, glasses or braces? If you had to wear one, which would it be? I never did have to wear braces. I did have to wear glasses. I don't know. I think maybe I would say braces because braces are a temporary thing. Or I could say glasses because in most cases you can wear contacts, which is what I do. So I don't know. That one's kind of a toss-up. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? That's easy for me to answer right now. It would be in the Austin, Texas area, because that's where so many of my loved ones live. I've got my mom, my two sons, my daughter-in-law, my adorable little grandsons, Peyton and Josiah, my sister and her family, my brother and his family. Ugh, I would just love to be there with, especially just to be with my grandkids all the time. That would be the desire of my heart. I would deeply, deeply love that. So that was not a hard one to answer at all. Okay, if money were no obstacle, what would be the perfect birthday gift to receive? Wow, that's a tough one. You know, I'm kind of wanting to say something selfless and noble here, and oh, I would just ask for world peace or something like that, but probably if money were no obstacle, my tastes are not hugely rich, so a car, a really nice car, like a Chrysler 300, something like that, maybe. What is your favorite birthday meal? Kind of a birthday theme here since it was Linda's birthday yesterday. I love to be taken on my birthday to Red Lobster, or I love this place called Granite City. This is where my husband took me last year. They have a thing there called the Asian chicken salad that is just to die for. I'm not really particular about the birthday meal. I want my cake, though, to have buttercream frosting on it. I don't care for the kind of cake that has like the whipped cream kind of frosting on it, or I don't even like ice cream cakes. So those are actually good to have around if you don't want to tempt me. I am type 2 diabetic, but I am allowed to have cake every now and then. And when I have it, I want buttercream frosting. So not particular about the meal per se, but the frosting, yeah. What is something you've done that you never thought you'd do? Well, one thing I never thought I would do, not because I didn't want to or anything, I never thought that I would work for the radio station that I'm working for now. It's News Talk 1440 WROK. And the reason I never thought I would is I worked for a small Christian station, And we really looked up to WROK because they were the news source for radio in Rockford. And it's really still kind of surreal for me when I'm on the air there as a fill-in and I say, "This is Cindy Swanson with WROK News." I'm like, "What? That's amazing. I never thought I would do that, but it's really awesome." All right. Another one. Mount Rushmore honors four U.S. presidents: Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Roosevelt. If you could add any person to Mount Rushmore, who would you add and why? Well, I'm going to show my politics here, and probably some of you may not like it, but I would add Ronald Reagan. To me, Ronald Reagan just was everything that I like in a president. But as it is, I really don't want to put anybody else up there. I think it's just fine the way it is. But if it was my say, that's what I would do. Okay, so those are the random dozen questions. Audio style in my Notes in the Key of Life podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you next time. Bye.